Now, every dog deserves a chance to feel the wind in their fur and the grass beneath their feet, but for some four-legged friends sitting in pounds across the country, this simply isn't a reality. Now, for more than 20 years, No Kill Shelter Doggy Rescue has been saving pups from death row, rehabilitating them, and finding them loving forever homes, saving thousands of dogs over the years. The team at Doggy Rescue are endeavouring to build what they are calling a Freedom Doggy Park to help give these doggos the best life possible and help them in their journey to their forever families. To find out more about the project, we are this morning joined by the founder of Doggy Rescue, Monica Biernacki. Monica, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, Jess.
Now, how many dogs have you saved over the year? How many are we seeing coming through the shelter kind of each year?
Each year it varies. Luckily, it's been reducing over the last few years, but we have saved about 12,300 dogs.
Gosh.
And we just keep going. And these days it's mainly medium and large sized dogs that we're getting.
What are some of the most common issues you're seeing dogs experiencing once they come to your shelter from kind of those state pounds? What kind of trauma are they experiencing?
Usually they're very scared and nervous, and they just don't know what to expect because they've been removed suddenly from their family, from what they've known, the people they've known. And sometimes the people in the pounds, you know, very cautious the way they handle them. They wear big clothes, they wear big boots. And it becomes very scary. And then they're filled with all these big barking dogs all around them. And they think, oh, my God, what's happened to them? Mm-hmm. So they're pretty scared very often when they come down. And they're pretty shut down. You know, some of them are shut down. Some of them are snarly because it's just like people, you know, you react differently to trauma.
Absolutely. So this Freedom Doggy Park is kind of to give them the chance to be dogs again, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, we have wonderful volunteers that walk our dogs at the shelter on lead all the time. And that gives them an amazing, you know, sort of engagement with people. But they can never really run freely, you know, like stretch their legs full tilt. They can't play with frisbees and balls and all that sort of stuff because, you know, you've got to do it on lead and in a pen and so on. And this hopefully will be able to release their energy and really calm down and relax because dogs in a kennel or a shelter environment, they are generally pretty stressed and wound up, not knowing what's going to happen next. This is just an amazing opportunity for them to really calm down, have fun, and for volunteers to engage with those dogs in that way.
I think that this is the most phenomenal initiative. I really think that this would be so beneficial to all the puppies that you see come through your shelter. It would also be, I guess, like a bit of a rehabilitation zone too.
That's right. I mean, we're hoping to use that area for all sorts of things. We can do dog training. We can do agility. Also, when we have families that have already a family dog and they're thinking about getting a second dog, to let them play together gives you really good information about the engagement and if it's going to work between those two dogs.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. How big will the doggy park be?
Oh, look, I haven't measured the square meterage, but it's certainly 100 metres of fencing. So 1.8 metre high and there's going to be logs on the bottom, of course, to stop the digging. Mm-hmm. We've got fencing. It's got to be double gated so that we have no escapees. So it's all going to be, you know, built very professionally so that it's nice and safe for everybody.
There's so much that goes into doggy-proof structures, I find. They'll always find a way. They will always find a way.
Right. They always test it. Absolutely. Yeah. That's always been my experience.
Yeah, absolutely. So how can people get involved? Because it's going to cost a bit of money to get this park built.
Absolutely. I mean, we put out a goal of $15,000 and that was bare bones. And we have been very, very fortunate. We have received donations up to $20,000 now.
Wow.
Which is just amazing, which enables us, you know, to do a little bit more than just bare bones. And we're thinking about all the other things to make it a bit more comfortable and even have park bench seats, you know, around the park so that people can watch what's going on and things like that. And other bits and pieces and maybe concreting some areas. So that we can really do a little bit better.
I'm sure I've been told by many people that rescuing dogs is an expensive business, so I'm sure that there is lots of ways that money can be used.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. We have a never-ending number of dogs that are just waiting to come into our doors.
Absolutely. Well, Monica, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning and telling us about this incredible initiative that you guys are undertaking. If people are out there, are listening, are thinking, oh, my goodness gracious me, I need to help puppies, can they donate to Doggy Rescue?
Yes, there's a website. We have doggyrescue.com. If you go onto the front page, there's a video, explains what we do and the park and everything. And they can also just click on through to donate if they'd like to. And also volunteer. We're always after volunteers as well.
Incredible. Monica, I'm going to admit something here. I often find myself on your website and I just scroll through photos of dogs for most of the time and just look at all the beautiful little faces and all the little puppies needing homes and it makes my heart bleed. And then I get really happy because I think about how they'll all be in your care until they do find homes. So that's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
That's right. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jess. Really appreciate the time.
Thanks, Monica. You have a good day.
You too.